Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and a question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Kate, Happy New Year. Are you doing anything special?
Oh, Bob, thanks. I am very busy and very tired. My brothers and sisters joined us, and we had a big dinner together.
Question. What made Kate busy and tired? Two. Caroline, could you take the kids to the movie Spider-Man?
Yeah, but don't you think the movie is too violent for them?
Question. What does the woman mean? 3. Take a seat here. There are some interesting magazines on the tea table.
Thank you. I guess I can only understand the pictures because they are all Chinese magazines.
Question. What can we know about the woman? 4. I need toothpaste and shampoo. Do you think we can find a drugstore here?
I'm sure we can, but those items are often cheaper in a supermarket. Let's go down to the other end of the mall.
Question. Where will the speakers most probably go?
5. Why don't you come over? I was thinking about doing some cooking.
I suppose I could. It'll probably be healthier than my frozen food options.
Question. What does the man imply?
6. Is there any way I can take 6 courses?
It depends. If you're a full-time student, you can. If you are a visiting scholar, a part-time student, or an exchange student, you can take up to 5 courses.
Question. Who can take as many as 6 courses? Seven. Many of your colleagues describe you as soft-spoken, are you?
Well, I'm not bossy. They seem to regard me as reliable.
Question. How is the woman in her colleagues' eyes?
8. John first worked as a businessman and then a teacher. 10 years later, he quit his job and started to write novels.
And he has been doing nothing else ever since.
Question. What is John now? 9. If we hurry, we can take the express train rather than the local train and save an hour.
Great! The express train takes only 2 hours to get to Shanghai.
Question. How long does it take the local train to get to Shanghai? 10. I heard you did some hiking last weekend.
Yes, I really wore myself out, so I stopped halfway.
Question. Why did the man give up the hiking trip halfway?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 passages and 1 longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you will be asked several questions. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Researchers from Ohio State University exposed their lab mice to artificial light at night, and they found that it took only a few weeks for the mice to develop signs of depression, such as being less active, having less interest in their favourite foods, and more anxiety when placed in water. The brains of the mice also showed similar changes to what occurs in depressed people. Artificial light at night, like televisions, computer screens, and night lights, has been linked to other negative health effects. Nighttime lighting can disturb the body's clock and increase the risk of overweight and certain diseases. The good news is that the signs of depression in the mice went away after they went back to a regular sleep schedule, that is, 8 full hours of darkness a night. This means that by unplugging the electronics and closing the window curtains in your bedroom, you may be able to undo some of the harmful effects of your smartphone, letting out light all night. Now, listen again.
Researchers from Ohio State University exposed their lab mice to artificial light at night, and they found that it took only a few weeks for the mice to develop signs of depression, such as being less active, having less interest in their favorite foods, and more anxiety when placed in water. The brains of the mice also showed similar changes to what occurs in depressed people. Artificial light at night, like televisions, computer screens, and nightlights, has been linked to other negative health effects. Nighttime lighting can disturb the body's clock and increase the risk of overweight and certain diseases. The good news is that the signs of depression in the mice went away after they went back to a regular sleep schedule, that is, 8 full hours of darkness at night. This means that by unplugging the electronics and closing the window curtains in your bedroom, you may be able to undo some of the harmful effects of your smartphone letting out light all night.
Questions 11. What happened to the mice after they were exposed to artificial light at night for weeks?
Twelve. Which of the following will most probably disturb your body's clock?
Thirteen. What are you recommended to do at night, according to the research?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage. Here's the good news. Global poverty has fallen by half over the past decade. But here's the bad news. 71% of the world's population remain low income or poor. They live off $10 or less a day, according to a new Pew Research Center report that looked at changes in income for 111 countries between 2001 and 2011. Unlike in America, where the middle class has been facing difficulties in recent years, some researchers say that strong economic growth in developing countries has helped shrink poverty and expand the middle class globally. But the report from the center disagrees, saying that a global middle class is far from reality. True, the global middle class nearly doubled over the decade to 13% in 2011, but it still represents a small part of the world's population. Professor Rakesh Kochler, associate director at the center, said, "The world has made tremendous progress in pulling people out of poverty, but most of the growth has been limited. People are potentially one step away from slipping back into poverty." Now listen again.
Here's the good news. Global poverty has fallen by half over the past decade. But here's the bad news. 71% of the world's population remain low income or poor. They live off $10 or less a day, according to a new Pew Research Center report that looked at changes in income for 111 countries between 2001 and 2011. Unlike in America, where the middle class has been facing difficulties in recent years, some researchers say that strong economic growth in developing countries has helped shrink poverty and expand the middle class globally. But the report from the center disagrees, saying that a global middle class is far from reality. True, the global middle class nearly doubled over the decade to 13% in 2011, but it still represents a small part of the world's population. Professor Rakesh Kocher, Associate Director at the Centre, said, "The world has made tremendous progress in pulling people out of poverty, but most of the growth has been limited. People are potentially one step away from slipping back into poverty."
Questions. 14. What does the passage mainly tell us?
Which of the following statements is true, according to the Pew Research Center report?
Which of the following worries Professor Rakesh Kocher at the center?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Charter Cable, can I help you?
Yes, hi. We have an emergency. Our TV went out in the middle of our favorite show, American Idol.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. Can I have your name and account number, please?
Yes, it's Gwen Stepania, and my account number is 854452.
Can you please give me the last four digits of your social security number?
Yes, it's 0253.
Okay. Our system is showing that there are strong thunderstorms in your area. Did you hear any noise when the TV went out?
Yes, we heard a loud noise.
Oh, your TV could have been struck by lightning. Is the TV still on?
Yeah, it's on, but the screen is just all blank.
Okay. Please turn the TV off until one of our technicians can come out and take a look at it.
Can someone come right now to fix it?
I don't think so, ma'am. Let me check our computer systems. The next available appointment is going to be next Tuesday morning.
But today's Saturday.
I'm sorry. That's the earliest available time.
All right. I can be here Tuesday morning. What time?
A technician will be there sometime between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Okay, I'll be home during that time.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, thank you.
Goodbye.
Now, listen again.
Charter Cable, can I help you?
Yes, hi. We have an emergency. Our TV went out in the middle of our favorite show, American Idol.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. Can I have your name and account number, please?
Yes, it's Gwen Stepania, and my account number is 854452.
Can you please give me the last four digits of your social security number?
Yes, it's 0253.
Okay. Our system is showing that there are strong thunderstorms in your area. Did you hear any noise when the TV went out?
Yes, we heard a loud noise.
Oh, your TV could have been struck by lightning. Is the TV still on?
Yeah, it's on, but the screen is just all blank.
Okay, please turn the TV off until one of our technicians can come out and take a look at it.
Can someone come right now to fix it?
I don't think so, ma'am. Let me check our computer systems. The next available appointment is going to be next Tuesday morning.
But today's Saturday.
I'm sorry. That's the earliest available time.
All right. I can be here Tuesday morning. What time?
A technician will be there sometime between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Okay. I'll be home during that time.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, thank you.
Goodbye. Questions. 17. What are the two speakers mainly talking about?
According to the man, what caused the woman's emergency?
What does the man suggest the woman do before the technician comes?
When is the technician most likely to arrive?
That's the end of listening comprehension.
听力部分